We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Phillies opening day at home in 2020. Marks and Reese on, yes, Phillies opening day. If the world was normal, you would hear Phillies baseball today. The world isn't normal, but you're still going to hear Phillies baseball today. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Hi, Ike.
What's up there, Johnny Marks?
Well, I mean, it still feels good for it to be opening day, even though the games aren't being played in 2020. We're going to have opening day 2019, the great game, the great win by the Phillies. Mm-hmm. We'll have that today at 4 o'clock, and we're going to kind of treat today like opening day, Ike.
I like it.
Because it is. Because what other choice do we have?
No, exactly. We're going to be doing a lot of make-believing over the next few months. So, yeah, I'm with you on this.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I was having a lot of opening day memories as I was thinking about it today and reading some, you know, obviously if you're a Phillies writer or a baseball writer, what are you going to write about today? There's no games. You write about previous opening days. That's what I read a lot about today. And The Athletic did a story on the 1991 Phillies on opening day. And they put a video out of the entire game. It was the Phillies against the Mets. We'll play that for you coming up out of our first break. Harry Callis, Whitey Ashburn, and Andy Musser on the call. Mm-hmm. But so many different memories. Like, you grew up in Cincinnati where you talked about this before, and I had no idea before I started working with you that there's a parade in Cincinnati. Yep. Going through the streets into, I guess, which would have been Riverfront Stadium for a long time.
Yep.
To
yep.
signify the opening of baseball, because that was the city where it all first happened.
Yeah, man. So opening day has always been special, right, in my life. It's almost like it's a holiday around this time of the year. It certainly signals the start of the baseball season, but also that, you know, it's springtime and you know, school's almost out. And when baseball is being played, you know that summer is right around the corner. So I just, you know, growing up, getting a chance to see Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, all those guys, Dave Concepcion, Tony Perez, all those guys, man, in the early part of the 80s and then to the mid to late 80s with Barry Larkin and Chris Sabo and Eric Davis.
Eric Davis.
Yeah, him. Man, all those guys. Even we had Danny Jackson there.
Nasty
in
boys.
1990, yep, with Jose Rios.
Jose Rio, MVP,
yeah, Jose
of the
Rio.
World Series.
Exactly, yeah.
Killer
yep,
pitcher.
Yep. Tom Browning, all those guys, man.
Wow, Tom Browning threw a perfect game.
Yeah, man. So, and then we had Lou Piniella, and obviously with Pete as our manager. That didn't go very well, but
didn't end well, at least.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That did not end very well, but, you
what
know.
What happened?
Oh, some probe came up about him gambling or
yeah,
some
there
nonsense.
Was this, yeah, there was this whole thing.
Yeah. Then you throw Marge Schott in there somewhere, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Shotzi. Man. Shotzi, the damn St. Bernard dog. So, yeah, man, baseball is the number one or was the number one sport in Cincinnati when I was growing up. And so with the Reds, man, it always meant a whole lot. And it was my only championship experience as a kid.
Yeah, you know
the
what?
90 team.
Great point.
It's my only championship experience.
Great point.
Yeah,
because before, like for me, 80 I was really young. 83 I remember a lot more, but I was 7 when the Sixers won. And then it wasn't until 93 when the Phillies came out of nowhere and went to the World Series. And then nothing until Iverson, Sixers lose, and then
right.
2008.
Yep.
So it was a really, really long time. So we have your I have a couple of different Phillies opening day memories that we'll talk about coming up, and none of it has to do with anything that happened inside of the ballpark. It's just going down as a fan and as a younger guy, a kid, going down to the games to Veteran Stadium where the teams weren't any good. So it's not like you're going down and being like, yeah, we're going to see the first game of a great season. No, you were going down because there's always hope on opening day.
Yeah.
Right? And then you play 10, 15 games, and you're like, you're too young to realize this team's not good enough to win anything because they don't have any players on the team. So we'll talk about that coming up. We'd love to have your opening day memories as well. 215-592-9494. We'll lead right in to the game at 4 o'clock, 2019 opening day Phillies game. It's our new series called Only the Wins. So today at 4 o'clock, we start it. We're only going to give you the wins of some notable and great games. Next week on Tuesday, World Series Game 1 2009, the Cliff Lee game where he throws the complete game. So that's on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And then next Friday at 4 o'clock, Nick Foles' 7-touchdown game against the Raiders. So we're going to be doing a lot of these fun games that we remember, and we'll talk about the games leading up to it. And Scott Francis is going to join us at 3 o'clock today, Phillies broadcaster. And then, Ike, at 3:30, last year, shortly after signing with the Phillies, we were lucky enough to be going down to spring training, and we did the first radio interview with Bryce Harper, and it was I'll just say it was an excellent interview by both of us, and we got Bryce to cry. The first time he cried with us. The second time was, we're 2 for 2, where we got him to tear up. And
crying is a little strong. He got a little emotional.
He got emotional.
Yeah.
He did the goosebumps. Look at the goosebumps on my arm.
Yep.
He got choked up. So we'll play that interview at 3:30, and that really kind of sets the table for how we were feeling going into 2019 last year, where the possibilities and the hopes were unbelievable. So that's coming up. So we'll take your opening day memories and check this out real fast, because this plan that's out there to have baseball playing until Christmas, I'm sure you heard about this.
Well, I heard the midday guys talking about it. That's
I read
ridiculous.
It yesterday. Midday guys were talking about it. Baseball till Christmas is ridiculous. Let me just say that.
Yes.
It's one of the – and it's Scott Boras' idea that he's presented to baseball, and Scott Boras is a really smart guy, but I don't want anything to do with baseball until Christmas. Right? It's bad enough having hockey and basketball in December. You're going to have the World Series that no one's going to watch in December. I mean, give me a break. But I think the real question is – what is baseball going to do, and when is the season going to start? And I've read a lot recently where there are plans, and there should be planning going on, to have games in empty stadiums, to have baseball games to where if they get to a certain point where they're like, listen, we don't want to lose the season, so let's have games maybe starting in June, middle of June, in empty stadiums. And I feel a certain way about that. I mean, if it's not safe enough for fans to be coming in, and I know it's a controlled atmosphere if you're just going to have the players and the umpires and as few staff as possible, because you can test everybody. If everybody's negative, then everybody more or less would be safe. But I'd rather they cancel the season than have games without fans. Like, what the hell's the point?
Yeah, I can't, man. I can't take much more of this, what we're going through right now as far as sports-wise, right? Not having sports there as a great escape for me. So I understand it's obviously more fun with the fans being in the arenas, being in the stadiums. I get that, but I feel the same way I did before this hit the way it has hit now, before they had decided to move on with the games, when they were thinking about having the NCAA still go on with no fans. I was all for it. I'm still all for it. I would rather do that than to have a season canceled. I get it. But this is just something, an adjustment we're going to have to sort of get through for 1 year. And if that means that I can watch these players compete and I have something else to look at besides Netflix or some other repeats that I don't typically watch, I'd rather watch that. I'd rather watch the Phillies taking on the Marlins with no one in the stadium as opposed to not having baseball at all. I just would. And I know it's easier for me to say, because I don't go to games. I don't go to games. So it's not as much of a sacrifice for me to not be at games. But I am a viewer, and I do like being at home on my couch with my TV, with my feet up in the recliner, and watching games at night, watching baseball at night, coming home, turning the game on at 7 o'clock, and it's like music in the background. I enjoy that.
It is.
I don't want to be without that this summer. I don't want to be without that this summer.
Yeah, there would be no noise in the background. Like, that's part of the thing about baseball, especially when you listen on WIP to Scott and L.A. and Kevin Franson, is that you get the pregnant pause for a good 5, 6, 7 seconds, and you just hear the crowd in the background. And then even sometimes you'll just hear Scott go and the pitch, and then you'll hear the crack of the bat. Mm-hmm. You'll still have the crack of the bat. You'll have nothing in the background. That's baseball to me. Like, that's baseball's pace. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine not having games. So, I mean, think about the Phillies run with 45,000 rally towels up in the air, white everywhere, the stadium going crazy, and there's nobody in the stadium.
Yeah.
So you have a playoff game with nobody in the stadium. I'd rather just forget about the season and reboot for next year.
Yeah, see, I can't do that, man. I'm already afraid they're going to cancel the basketball season. And I feel the same way there. I would rather have them finish the season. Well, forget about the regular season, but finish the playoffs and into the NBA Finals with no one in the arenas and watch them play, as opposed to not finishing the season, to not have a championship this year. And the same thing with baseball. And, you know, if it means we're going to play an abbreviated season with no one in the stadiums, just to get the games going and to get people, get business somewhat back under normalcy, I'm with that. I'm with that. We're going to slowly dig our way out of this thing. And hopefully by the time August rolls around here, we're back to a normal way of living for the most part. I'm hopeful for that. I'm not expecting it, but I'm hopeful of that. So if they were to start the season, maybe you get to that point. Maybe you aren't having playoff baseball without fans. Maybe it's just the summer part, right? As we start to slowly ease back into this thing, our way of living, maybe you started off that way so that, because I would imagine there's still going to be a hint of this virus going around even after we seemingly get this thing under control. I mean, we're still going to be subjected to possibly getting this. So I wouldn't rush everybody back into the stadiums and arenas.
No, I agree.
You know, but who knows? By September and October, you may be okay.
You could be. You're
to
right.
Do it. Yeah.
You're right. Start off with no seat. I just – and listen, we'll ask the baseball fans out there. 215-592-9494. Would you rather have no baseball? And that's it, or a season with no fans, a season in empty stadiums. I just, with where we are right now, and I'm just so numb inside with everything that's going on in the world. I mean, I go on the Twitter and I see people that I actually know and I like with just the biggest idiot coronavirus takes in the world. And I just want to put my head through this table that I'm broadcasting on. It just numbs me to everything where, you know what, like, yeah, it'd be great to get baseball back, but in empty stadiums, it'd be weird, man. Be really strange. I don't even know if I could get into it. 215-592-9494. Opening day memories. We'll share some of them coming up. So we'll come back. We'll take your memories. Baseball or no baseball reaction. And also, it's Harry Callis's birthday, and we have
happy birthday, HK. TV.
Yes, HK's birthday. Mm-hmm. 1936, he was born.
How old would he be today?
84.
Right, he died in 2009, so it's been 11 years. 84, I guess, is what the quick math would be.
Well, you said 1936. Quick math is 36 minus 20. It's 2020. So in 16 years, he'll be 100.
Sorry. Right.
I would imagine in 2036, he's 100, right?
Right.
That's 16 from where we are now.
Right.
And then I subtracted 16 from 100.
Don't call yourself an athletic student again.
We both got 84. 215-592-9494.
I am truly an athletic student.
You're damn right. You've done very well with it, Ike. Opening day. What does it mean to you? Hashtag opening day from home. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We're back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Using amateur umpires this afternoon, the Major League umpires will begin, we're happy to announce, tomorrow. And in one case tonight at Texas, Milwaukee and Texas will have Major League umpires. But a settlement has been reached with the umpires on a 4-year contract. This afternoon, though, we have amateur Bob Nelson working the plate. He's 40 years of age from Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, a sales representative for a computer systems firm. Mike Alloca will be at first base. He's from Spring City, Pennsylvania, 36 years old. His occupation is a mixologist. Or bartender, if you will.
You probably know him. Right?
I probably know that, Mike.
There we are. It was 1991, opening day at Shea Stadium. Harry and Whitey, to where there was an umpire strike, Ike.
Oh.
And Harry went through all of them, and it was like, all right, amateur umpire, this guy, he's a sales rep. The guy at first base was a mixologist, as you heard. And Whitey said, you probably knew him, Harry. And he said, you're right, Whitey, I probably did. we're back. And, you know, that season, like, Nick Leyva was the manager, and there was a whole bunch of chaos, and the players were already turning on him in spring training. Mm-hmm. And I think he got fired after 13 games, and Jim Fregosi became the manager of the team. Now, if my memory serves me correctly, Howard Eskin started a feud with Jim Fregosi because Fregosi was doing TV at the time for the Phillies. I think he did Sports Channel. So back in those days, you didn't have Comcast Sportsnet. You had Prism, or you had Sports Channel, or they were on Channel 29. So Sports Channel probably got like 20 games a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Fregosi was doing the commentating on those games. And it was thought that he was more or less waiting in the wings until, because he had no connection to Philadelphia, waiting in the wings until Leyva was fired. Mm. So I think that's why Howard feuded with Jim Fregosi.
He's a loser.
So that's actually a good opening day memory. Let me give you one that involves the station, and then we'll get back into it. I don't know what year they started it, if it was 92 or 93, but at the time, the morning show, which was the morning guys, it was Angelo, Tony Bruno, and Al. Al went down for the first day that they were selling tickets, and he bought an entire section of tickets. I think it was section 747. In the vet, of course, which was a lot of seats.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a whole section of tickets, and they gave them away on the air, and it was a lot of fun. And they had Babe Row, so they had a row of seats. I think it was the first row with Babes on it. So it was
Babe Row.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
So that's a good WIP memory. But, I mean, so let's talk about baseball in 2020. I'm kind of numb to the fact, and I'm just like, I'm preparing for no baseball. Everybody likes to ask us, like, what do you think the NFL is going to do? What do you think? Like, no one knows because no one knows how far this is going to go. But I'd rather have no baseball than baseball in empty stadiums or baseball until December. I'd just rather have no baseball, and then, you know what, it's going to start up in April, and then let's do it right. It's going to start up in spring training in February. So, I mean, that's where I stand on it.
Yeah, I would much rather just play the games and not have anybody there.
Well, John, like, what was 94 like when the strike happened without a World Series? Did you feel weird?
Of course it felt weird.
Yeah, it sucked.
But, yeah. Like, so it would be the same thing. There'd be just no baseball for the
whole
year.
They also didn't have spring training like they were supposed to, because they had the replacement players the next year, and then they finally came to an agreement, and then the season started a little bit later than normal. Yeah, but see, here's why it's different. It would feel weird, but it's the circumstance. The World Series was canceled because the players and the owners couldn't agree to a new deal, and the players went on strike. Mm-hmm. This would be because of the coronavirus, right? I mean, it would be weird. It would suck, but I don't want baseball in December. I don't want baseball in empty stadiums. I just don't. I don't. I mean, first of all, I'm probably not watching much of the World Series if the Phillies or a team that I care about is playing. No one's going to watch the World Series in December unless your team's in it or you're a huge baseball fan.
Well, we both agree nobody wants baseball in December.
Right. Jack wants baseball in December. He's all down for it. He was making the case.
Well, he just wants baseball.
I just want baseball.
Yeah, he just wants baseball.
Baseball in December would not be fun.
But football and basketball being played at the same time, and throw hockey in there at the same time, baseball would be lost in the shuffle.
But what you could do, to your point, is you start the season in June. Start the season middle of June. You abbreviate the schedule a little bit. You do a doubleheader a week. It makes up for the games that you lost, and before you know it, it's the end of October, and the World Series is on, and maybe it finishes in the beginning of November, but you still get the season done.
All right.
Nobody in the stands. I just can't.
All right. That sounds
good.
What
do people think? 215-592-9494. Phillies opening day. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone. Steve in Newcastle. Steve, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about you guys?
What's up, Steve?
What's up, Steve?
Hey. So I'm 53. I grew up playing sandlot baseball, and I think Central Heritage should ruined every childhood ever since. We didn't have it. You went outside and played. And that's what I always enjoyed. And baseball was everything to me as a kid. I remember watching doubleheaders on Channel 17 on TV. And now today's, I'm lucky if I can get through three innings. But with that said, my favorite childhood memory going to opening day, there was a parachutist one time jumped into the stadium, and he missed the stadium. And, of course, everybody gave the resounding Philadelphia boo. Somehow, I don't know how this guy made it, but he flipped his feet over top of the stadium somehow still, and he probably was planned, landed right on pitcher's mound. It was amazing. It was amazing to see, and it was hysterical to watch because you really thought the guy completely missed the stadium altogether.
What year was that? What are we talking about here? Ballpark.
It was probably in the mid-70s.
Yeah. Because I know the story that you're talking about. It's just I tried to Google it real fast, and I wasn't able to find it.
And I'm almost certain it happened on opening day. It might have been like opening day weekend, but it wasn't. Again, today reminds me of opening day. Cause it's a beautiful day outside, as I described it. This is like the beginning of the spring. Oh, and by the way, I could not stand that Cincinnati Reds team. That Reds team owned the Phillies for years.
Okay.
But it was one heck of a team to watch. And I always imitated Joe Morgan in that chicken wing.
Yeah, making sure the back arm was up.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He used to mock, or mimic all the –
I did,
the
too.
Mike Schmidt wiggle, too, in Little League. Mm-hmm. But, hey, just one little final note. I heard the CDC say that Ike juice wards off C-19.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice.
Yeah, right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Now, it helps in the recovery of not being able to go outside the Ike juice.
Certainly works better than Mark's milk.
Well, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, Mark's milk's no longer on the market.
Yeah, I don't know if it helps cure coronavirus or anything like that, but it damn sure helps you get through this time.
Well, if you don't have hand sanitizer, it can also help too. By the way,
yeah, I would not waste Ike juice on my hands.
No.
No.
Not even plastic bottle Smirnoff or Bankers Club.
Oh, yeah, I can do that, yeah. Yeah, that stuff, yeah.
Let me give you some opening day memories for me, right? Because I was a kid that loved the Phillies so much, and they were never really good. So when I became old enough, not to drive, but to say like, oh, hey, I can get to a Phillies game by taking that train, and I don't have to tell anybody about it, right? So probably 14, school or whatever. It's like, okay, see you going to school. Actually, not 14, but I believe 15, I just told my parents, and they're like, yeah, fine, go ahead. But we would go down to opening day where you're not supposed to. But I remember one year, Ike, we stopped off on Market Street to buy beepers, right?
Yeah.
And we ended up getting stopped by truancy cops who were questioning, being like, what are you doing? How come you're not in school? Blah, 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 blah. And we talked our way out of it because we didn't go to Philadelphia Public School, and they didn't really care past that.
Right.
And then we made it down to the game. But then I'm eating fried chicken in Veterans Stadium I think we were in the 600 level. Mm-hmm. And a photographer from the Inquirer comes by and says, hey, can I take your picture? They took my picture, and I'm like, hold on, what are you doing with that? Like, oh, it's going in the paper tomorrow. And I'm like, hold on, I'm not supposed to be here. You know what I mean? But they put it in the paper anyway, so it was cool.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Did your teachers find it?
No one saw it. Like I made sure my mom went out and bought it, and it was there. But yeah, I didn't get in trouble or anything like that. It wasn't like Ferris Bueller's Day Off where Ed Rooney was, looked over at the TV and Ferris was on there doing something.
Oh yeah, by the time I became like my junior senior year in high school, we definitely were leaving school at lunchtime to hop on the bus to head down to the parade and everything. Had to be an opening day. Yeah.
So what time did the parade start? Early afternoon?
Yeah, I want to say 12, 1 o'clock. Maybe 11. Well, because the first game was what? Is it, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock?
3:05 maybe.
Yeah, something like that. So
that would make sense.
Yeah, they probably started the parade around noon, yeah. Noon to 1, yeah. Yeah, man. Roll down there. Get a chance to check that out. Hope that one of the – because they would have these fire trucks that were part of the parade and – they would throw candy off to the sides for kids, right? You know, you got the firemen riding on the truck. They got the bucket of gum or candy or what have
Tootsie
you.
Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, all that. And whatever kids that are down there, they're tossing candy out to the kids and everything. So that was one of the things we were hoping to be a part of, to get that. Also, we would go down to the we had this right in the heart of downtown Cincinnati, something called Fountain Square. So it's like a gathering place, but it has this huge water fountain similar to the one at the Art Museum, but probably a lot smaller, a little smaller than that, not as big as that one is. So, you know, that's where you go and you toss coins in the water or what have you, right? Yeah, quarters, right. Nickels, dimes. So, man, you know, we're going down there. We're trying to make sure we come out of there with at least $2-3 worth of change so we could get something to eat on the way back home. So we was, you know, as kids, that was a way to get
it's like
get a little money.
A cash register
on
the way.
Until you know, one of the security people run you away. Hey,
yeah,
hey,
well, you figure you have about 45 seconds before you have to start booking.
Yeah, dip your hand in there. You hope you don't come up with all the brown coins, like the pennies. How much silver you get in there?
You get a couple nickels. Quarters in the grabs, you're good, right?
Yes.
You know, let me say this about baseball opening day today, Ike. Today's the first day that I'm really missing sports, all right? Like, obviously, there hasn't been games for how long now? Over 2 weeks?
Yep.
Or something like that. But today
is exactly 2 weeks today,
it's today,
right?
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Today's the first day that I'm really missing sports because today's the reminder of baseball season was supposed to start. Like, the hockey and the basketball, we know they're not playing, but I guess the whole coronavirus and everything else, because it's been 2 weeks, it's kind of new and you're just kind of numb to everything that's going on right now. But baseball opening day, Phillies opening day, was always the start of spring. You know, I just like you said, I just love baseball. Baseball is kind of the soundtrack of summer. And this is just a reminder of how serious the situation is going on right now, to where we don't even know if they're going to play this year. We don't know what's going to happen with any of these sports. And today's really the first day that it's like, well, damn, baseball's not going to start. I haven't missed sports up until this point. I really haven't. I haven't even really thought about March Madness all that much.
You're not a college basketball fan. I'm missing sports every day.
I know you are. You know what's supposed to start today? What was supposed to be today? It was supposed to be Phillies opening day, Flyers at 7, Sixers at 8, and it's supposed to be Sweet 16 March Madness.
Yeah.
That's what was supposed to be on the calendar.
That would have been a loaded sports day.
Yeah.
Loaded sports day. A great sports day.
And I'm sure Michigan State would have been playing tonight.
Come on, man. Yeah, you're right. You'd be spartied up.
Spartied up, man. Sweet 16. Another
Jack, how much are you missing sports? Because honestly, like right now, this is the first time where I'm kind of like, man.
Well, baseball is the one that I'm missing the most. I mean, baseball, opening day is like the most hopeful day on the sports calendar for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been, honestly, up until this point, it's been kind of nice, like, having a little break from sports. Like, obviously, the situation stinks, but, like, not having to focus and lock in on every game has kind of been, it's been a nice little, you know, brainwash.
Been a decent break.
Yeah, but now without baseball, like, I'm watching all these old Phillies highlights. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm watching a 1991 game this morning. Like,
I was watching the same thing.
It's getting bad.
Yeah. No, and it makes you feel worse. It didn't make me feel better. It made me feel worse.
Yeah, my break from sports comes the second week of July. You know, All-Star Week. You know, that's my break from sports. I don't need a break from sports any other time of the year.
215-592-9494. Are people enjoying – have people enjoyed the break from sports up until this point? Like
no.
Fritz. And I obviously haven't. 215-592-9494. I'll just say this, that like I really haven't. I mean, we also had the NFL free agency, which was certainly last week was that's what we would have been focused on anyway for the most part. Mm-hmm. So not having games at night wasn't that big of a deal. But I think it's starting to sink in a little bit. 215-592-9494. We'll have Scott Fransky coming up at 3 o'clock. Bryce Harper, the interview we did with him last year during spring training, which was an awesome interview. You really got to know Bryce, really for the first time. I think we got to know Bryce a little bit more. That's coming up at 3:30. And then at 4 o'clock, opening day 2019, the Phillies' big win over the Braves. That's what's coming up. And Jack Fritz at 2:45 has his top five moments of the Phillies season last year, as by voted by Jack Fritz. Keith in Audubon. Keith, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how are you today?
Hi, Keith.
What's up, Keith?
It's Ike.
Yo.
I had a question for you. Listen, my father-in-law, did you ever own a white Cadillac?
I did.
You did? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? My father-in-law bought it, and it had the silver rims. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call them silver.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that my father-in-law bought it.
Okay.
And he showed me.
He
and
bought
I was like, Reese, I'm like, please say it. Like, Reese, I'm like, please say it. Oh, listen.
Hold on. Did Ike sell it? Did Ike sell it on Craigslist? Or?
No.
No, he bought it off. I don't know where he bought it from.
That's what I'm saying. And it had to be. Hold on.
It doesn't run. But
yeah.
I was like, wait a second. Like, Reese, I'm like, wait a second. And I didn't put one, you know, you had one together. I'm like, wait a second. I was like, holy shit, like Reese.
Oh. Did you get that, Jack? What is going on here?
You see? Now you thought that was a good idea when you picked up the phone, didn't you?
What's the deal with your Cadillac, man?
I don't know. I mean, it would shock me if somebody bought it. I mean, by the time I sold it, it was over, probably about 140,000 miles on it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Was it
back to the dealership. I don't know.
Was it a 4x4 or a?
A Cadillac?
I don't know.
What do you mean 4x4?
Well, the Escalade.
No. It was a sedan.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a 2001 car.
Wow, and you just piled miles on it.
Yeah, I mean, I had it. I must have. Nah, I got rid of it. Yeah, I got rid of it in what? I think 08 or 09, maybe.
And that somehow 2010? That guy's buddy, your uncle, bought it.
Yeah, I. That sounds like a good story. I don't know.
How would he know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I traded it in when I bought another car. I just gave that up as part of. I don't know. Must have got like $2,000 credit for something like that, or whatever. I don't know what the dealership may have done with it. I can't imagine anybody reselling it.
Mm. Well, you fix it up and you can do it. Back to the phones. Mike in Rockledge. Mike, go ahead. How are you?
That sounds like a good story.
All right.
Story.
How you guys doing?
Good. Well, listen, today's the first day where we're going to make it feel like opening day, but this is reality. This is the first sports reality to me that, like, sports are not going to be normal anytime soon.
Yeah, it's it's terrible. I think what's going to be worse for me is the Masters.
That
was the rites of spring, man. And you know what? It just feels so weird. I'm starting to have dreams about social gatherings and everything. It's getting really crazy. Obviously, I never went through a nuclear winter, but I hear when, like, a week after a nuclear bomb, there's, like, it gets really, really bright sunshine but it's too dangerous to go out, and I'm starting to feel like that. I get up and I see how beautiful it is. It's spring, the flowers are blooming, and it's just, you know, you just can't go anywhere. But my hat's off to you guys. I listen to you drive. I do manage to drive around a lot, and you know, you'd make it a normal, and my hat's off to the sports writers too, because they got really nothing to really write about, and I think they're writing. You know, all the Inquirer sports writers, Marcus Hayes, but the other guys, I get the Inquirer every morning, and their writing prowess is really coming into play, because they really did some nice stories, you know, just human related stories and how to cope stories. So this stuff's been kind of, but opening day, God, this would have, even though it would have been in Miami, this is beautiful baseball weather, man. So I'm missing it, man.
Mike, let me ask you this. If baseball could come back in June and play without fans in the stadium, would you want that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't care. I don't go to the games anyway.
Yeah, see?
So
think about watching the NLCS from 2008 on TV and there's nobody in the stadium. So it's like, now back to Citizens Bank Park. Instead of 45,000 rally towels, there's nothing.
Yeah, I know it would be strange, but, you know, I don't want that. I'm sorry.
I don't want that. I don't want that visual. I don't think baseball should be played like that.
Well, I'm selfish. I got a fantasy baseball league. I've been in it since 1993, and would like to start that up again with a group of guys.
Man.
But I do not. I know what you mean, but I would still. It would be strange, but I would still. You know, I don't know how the players would be, but I'm definitely not all aboard. You know, into this December crap, though. No way. You know, whatever it is. Like, all right, that neutral stadium things they're talking about, I'm not up for that, you know.
Not in December, Mike.
I guess I would just take whatever I could get, you know.
All right. Yeah, I think that's how a lot of, thanks, Mike. I think that's a lot of how a lot of sports fans feel, is that, well, listen, it's better than nothing. But is it?
Yeah.
Right? Like, if fans can't come to games, like, since you just not have the games, I don't know. I mean, is the NBA really going to be playing in empty arenas for the playoffs and stuff? Right? I mean,
if they want to get paid, they will.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess. They're preparing for the league possibly being canceled. I know LeBron's talking about it again. It would just be let's get Deuce in the middle.
They're not canceling that season.
Deuce, go ahead. How are you?
Who, me, Deuce?
You're Deuce.
You're Deuce.
Hey, all right. Correct me if I'm – thanks for taking my call, matter of fact. But I want to ask, like, can you imagine – could you play in an empty stadium, first of all?
Yes.
Why? I mean, isn't that like 80% of the game is hearing the cheers from the fans, hearing that Eagle chant?
No.
Don't it inspire you?
It does inspire you, but it's not 80% of the game.
Well, it seems like it is to me. I mean, I've been up to the Vet and the lake, and they chant that Eagle song.
I know I hear that, but you're asking me as a player. That's what you're asking me. Yeah, as a player. No, 80% of the game is what's happening out there on the field.
Well, maybe I was wrong with the percent. But did that inspire you at all? I mean,
sure. Sure they do. Well, here's what I'm saying, Deuce. You're asking me, the choices are no games at all or playing an empty stadium. I'm going to say play in an empty stadium. Like, of course I want the fans to be there. But if the alternative is we have to play the games without fans or we have to cancel the season, I don't want the seasons canceled.
Well, I kind of agree with that, but I just felt that's a big part of the game.
It is, and under different circumstances, this even wouldn't even be a question. The fans would be there. We know this, but we're all trying to adapt right now. We're trying to adapt with what we're in. And if I'm being asked as a fan, would I rather be at the games? Would I rather be at the games, which means it may not happen this year. We may have to wait a full year before I'm able to go to the games, or do I just want them to cancel the season? And as a fan, I'm going to say, no, just play the season, and I just won't be able to attend this year.
Well, that's a good point, but I don't know. Even on TV, if you didn't see the fans cheering, it just, I don't know, it takes a lot of
crowd in the background, the people that are waving to the camera.
I know. Appreciate the call, dudes. And when I usually go to the grocery store, I don't see people covered in trash bags and gloves.
And then when they get home from the grocery store,
and
you
naked.
Don't see that.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't normally see that, but these are the times we're living in right now.
I mean, listen, it's a decent point.
How was your grocery trip last night?
Yeah, how was that?
People were looking at me like I was nuts, and I had my clothes on, but I had the gloves. I had the trash bags. I had four trash bags lining the grocery cart. I had probably a panicked look on my face. I had my hood up.
Oh, no, you didn't have the hood up, did you?
I had the hood up. I was glaring
at
people.
With all that going on, you did, had that as well?
Yeah, you threw a hood on?
I was glaring at people that were very nonchalant about their shopping and their distance to me. Because there's people just strolling down the lane. Strolling down the aisles, like, do I want this? Do I want that? I'm all about business, man. You better get the freak out of my way if I'm coming. Don't be coming towards me being a foot away. You know what I mean? I'm just amazed at people. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm the one that's nuts here. Like,
no, you're not nuts. What you mean?
And then I came home and I stripped
naked. With
the
grocery store thing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a little nuts, that whole thing. But and you taking the proper precautions going to the store. No, we need more people like you.
You're damn right we do.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right. No, man, I'm a hero once again. Let's go to Frank in Delaware. Frank.
What a
Frankie,
leader.
What's up? Frank.
What a community leader.
Let's go to Dot. Listen, if there was more people like me, we wouldn't be having some of these issues that are going on right now. Let's go to Dot.
Hi. I am a baseball fan, and I only go to a few games a year. I'm 80 years old. But I suggest that they have the games without people in the stands and just use the soundtrack like they do on so many programs on TV.
Like a laugh track on Seinfeld?
I didn't even think of that.
Hmm.
That's a great idea.
You could just have somebody that really knows what they're doing, time it, and have different soundtracks. You could have one for booing, one for clapping, one for whistling, all kinds of things. And if you had somebody that really knew how to do this, they could time it correctly.
I like this idea, Dottie. Hmm. I actually do like this idea. What's wrong with that? A laugh
track? Compose a what it sounds like at a baseball game with a Hey Hot Dog Guy with maybe an organ.
And
crowd noise.
Yeah, throw one of those in there. Yep.
It's better than nothing.
I agree.
Dot, listen, I don't want fans not in there, but that would help. That's for
it
sure.
It certainly would, and I'd be watching it every time it was on, believe me.
See? All right, Dot.
See, the one thing I learned,
John. You take care.
The one thing I've learned, John, over these last 2 weeks is that, yeah, I need sports, man, at all costs.
Ike's this close to breaking in there.
Exactly.
Hear him.
That's what I need, man. I need sports,
man. Like, this is like your plea for help.
I mean, listen, how many Netflix movies and Monopoly games can I play every night,
man?
Well,
I mean, listen, I got to watch the Eagles lose the Super Bowl last night.
Oh, yeah,
that
I did.
Wasn't bad.
I did enjoy that last night.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
Oh.
You would find a way to pull that clip from the
What
game,
was that again, right? Jack? What do we have?
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
He looked you off? What play was that on? Do you know?
Me or Ike?
Me?
Anybody.
Oh,
I don't know.
One of those plays.
It was a cross around the middle of the field, and Brady had Ike going one way. Then Brady turned back and had Deion Branch wide open in the flat.
Mm-hmm.
It's how do you move the defense with your eyes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I'm following Tom Brady's eyes in zone coverage like I'm taught to do. But Tom Brady, being as good as he is, he knows the coverage now because we keep running the same damn coverage on third down. He knows the coverage now, so he knows to move me out of the middle of the field and then just come back because the dig route to Branch is there.
So well-designed play.
Yeah.
Well-designed play. He did exactly what he thought the defense was going to do with his eyes, and then he came back over to Branch.
Yeah, worked in the first half, didn't work in the second half. The defense, I'm saying.
Adjustments.
Yes. Adjustment. I looked at that game last night, man. I'm like, dude, there's talent all over this field in Midnight Green, and we lost this game.
A ton of talent.
I cannot believe we lost that game.
Well, I mean, you know, there was poor play by some players on that team.
Donovan here.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You know what else that I was opposed to doing was that onside kick late in the game. I'd have rather just kick the ball off deep.
Agreed.
We would have tackled them at the 20 or better. They were going to run the ball three times to make us use our timeouts. So the
and then you actually have a chance.
Yes.
You
make them punt from down there. Now we may get the ball back at like the 40-yard line on our side of the 50. You're only down by three. You got 40 seconds left, a little less than 40 seconds with no timeouts. But if you got the ball at the 35 to 40-yard line, a couple passes and you're in field goal range. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, a couple passes there. Instead, we do an all-out block for the punt return. They're waiting on it. They get the kickoff. The ball bounces at, like, the 10. Westbrook doesn't catch the ball. He allows it to bounce. And then that runs extra time off the clock, and they downed it somewhere around the 10. So now we got to go 60 yards to get in the field goal range, as opposed to getting that ball at the 40-yard line.
See?
And we could have used a couple passes there.
More reason why you shouldn't have rooted for Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. Like, Andy Reid Appreciation Day is totally bogus. He screwed you guys. All right, Jack, are you ready to go with the Jack Fritz's best moments of 2019 for the Phillies? All right, start it off, Jack.
Nick Pivetta is trying to pitch his first complete game. Ground ball, right side. Reese is there. Fair ball. The ball game is over. Nick Pivetta with his first career complete game.
And what happened?
Really,
after that,
one
Jack?
Of the top five moments. Really.
All right. I was joking around. Here's the real number five. Okay?
No, that's good. Good.
The real number five is this one.
3-0 pitch. McCann swings and loops it into left for a base hit. Velasquez comes, plays it on a couple of hops. Abreu coming around third. The throw to the plate. He's out.
What a
Vince
bullet.
Velasquez has gunned down Jose Abreu at the plate. Swung on, line to left field. Velasquez comes on, dives, and he made the catch, and he goes tumbling over and hangs on. Wow.
And Vince might be a better outfielder than pitcher.
Oh, he was. Damn good athlete. I still remember him getting hit with that ball and then picking it up with the opposite hand.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah,
and,
it was.
And threw a seed over there at first base. I still can't believe he did seed. That.
He's got a great arm. He's
he like that? Threw a seed? Is that right?
It's good baseball terminology
beautiful
by you, Ike.
Execution of that, Ike. He's also a great golfer, I'm told, Vince Velasquez.
He's good at everything but pitching.
Right. Well, you know, starting pitch, that's why he doesn't want to go to the bullpen. If he's a starter, he knows that he only has to pitch one day a week.
That's true.
He can golf the other four or whatever. All right, that was at five, Jack?
Yeah.
Let's do four.
Diaz kicks. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Line deep to left field. McNeil back. Track. Wall. Game over. A walk-off home run for Gene Segura. Three-run shot in the ninth. It's a sweep for the Phils over the Mets on the first career walk-off homer for Gene Segura.
There you go.
Hey, boy.
Gene Segura.
Because Franco tied the game up, and then Gene sent him home.
Gene Segura. All right, number three.
Daxton delivers, and the pitch hit deep. Left field. Back is Acuna. He looks up. It's gone. A grand slam. 10-3. The Phillies start with a bang. It's their third homer of the day. And the first career slam for Rhys Hoskins.
You think Harper in that lineup is not going to give some other guys some opportunities to drive in some runs? You better think twice.
Was that last year, Jack?
Yeah, you'll hear that in the seventh inning at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, yep. Opening day last year coming up at 4 o'clock. All right, number two.
2-2. Swing and a drive. Deep right center field. And that ball is gone into the second deck. And Bryce Harper, in his return to Washington, has crushed it. 8-2 Phillies as Harper sails that home run over the head of the 800 Phillies fans in the lower stands.
Wow. Fans of Philly fans, Jack Fritz among them.
Yeah.
At that time, Mike?
How close were you when that ball landed, Jack?
Oh, it went over my head.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a bomb.
A bomb. At that moment, we felt like that we were on top of the world. The Phillies were going to do something in 2019. And it ends up being the freaking Nationals win the World Series, and the Phillies finish 81-81. But it was fun up until that point, Ike.
Yep.
Good first month of the season.
Yeah, it was great. Number one.
2-2 with the bases loaded and one out.
Harper's oh, my God.
Deep to right field. Way!
Great call by Tom McCarthy and Crucker in the beginning of that.
That was the game for me right there.
Yeah, that man, I agree with you.
That was the game right there. My goodness.
I think we did a whole just reaction show.
I still remember that. I remember watching it live. I'm like, that's why we gave him $300 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When was it in the season? See, that's when I don't remember.
So
it was
August, say July or August.
It was
August
15th, and it was the day after the Eagles-Jags – like second preseason game.
Huh. Oh wow! See,
and at the time,
that, yeah,
the team had the bottom hadn't fallen out yet.
No, that's when Bryce was carrying him. He was on that little.
He was hot.
Yeah, he was on that hot streak then.
That's when everyone's saying if they're going to go on a run, they're going to go on it now.
Yes, yes.
Because they swept the Cubs that series because they started off. That was when Charlie came back as a hitting coach. Was the first game of that series, and they put up what like 11 runs.
Yep. See,
and
he solved it.
They teed up Cole Hamels.
Yep. Yeah, that's that. Right. Yeah, they killed Cole. And I still think Cole threw that game.
Well, he apparently had the flu.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
He got crushed. That's right. He did. All right. So our friend Scott Fransky is going to join us coming up next to set the scene of last year's opening day as we lead into opening day at 4 o'clock. So we have Scott Fransky coming up next at 3:30. Our interview with Bryce Harper, last spring training, that was – like, not to pat ourselves on the back, Ike, but that was a tremendous interview, and a lot of it's because of Bryce. You know, yep. Bryce just, he's a good talker. He gives you answers that a lot of athletes don't, and we'll do that at 3:30. Scott Fransky coming up next, talking opening day at home. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.